the morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Everybody will be happy over here.
And happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you. Do you like my accent?
I was...
Doug, do you like my accent, Doug?
I feel like it's a solid Irish accent. What do you think?
Yeah?
You're laughing. I can only assume that means it's good.
Oh, man, we got a great show today. I can't recover.
You can't recover.
That is the worst Irish...
That was really good. That was solid. People were fooled. I just got 6 emails saying,
man.
Your Irish accent was the best thing I've ever heard. That was incredible.
That was something, man. It was really,
Whoa!
Yeah.
Hey! Tip in the moon and do that! I'm in flat for 56! We're getting lots of good breaking news coming up for you!
What?
Huh?
Oh, man.
Okay, I'll stop. I know it's dumb.
It's Trivia Thursday.
I'll stop. It's not Trivia Thursday. Today is Tuesday.
That's all I know how to say with my Irish accent. It's the Thursday trivia theme song from back in the day.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Hi.
There are people going nuts all around the world right now. All around the world.
Last night,
time.
I was reminding Jack, hey, tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day. And he looks at me and says, I don't want to wear orange.
Oh.
I'm like, wait. You know.
Well, why would he wear orange anyway?
Protestant, Catholic thing. We'll get to talk about this today, because
we'll
I feel like it's
it.
Not known
did
enough.
Did you know there's a third color?
I did not. Is it white?
It's white.
Okay.
Do you know what it means?
We'll
talk about it later.
Okay. It's St. Patrick's Day. If you're confused because it's 6:15 in the morning, then just wear green.
Top of the morning!
We're going to talk about the Irish traditions. For St. Patty's Day.
I want to say this. The other day we got invited to Albuquerque Christian School's dinner theater.
Yeah.
And there was a girl in the play that played the assistant.
Yeah.
She had the best Irish accent.
She had a really good Irish accent.
Every time. Everybody else, whatever they were doing, they kept slipping in and out.
Yeah.
If for some reason you are listening, you were the best one in the play by far.
She did have a great Irish accent.
It nailed it every time, you know, and it was solid.
So did the lead, the girl that was
she
murdered.
Did, but she kept slipping out of it.
She would slip a little, yeah.
You know? I'm sure if the little girl would have had more lines, it would have been harder to maintain, but she did a really good job.
It was good, man.
The financials!
It's Tuesday. It's New Music Tuesday.
It is.
We've
and
got a
guys,
great show for you today.
I'm stoked. We have new Cold War Kids.
Oh, what?
We have new Paper Route. We have new 21 Pilots.
Oh.
I also want to thank somebody tweeted me yesterday and told me about
was it TJ?
No.
Okay,
believe it or not.
Because he posted that on Instagram and I said, there's new 21 Pilots.
It was somebody named Jennifer Liptak. She's got like a 21 Pilots symbol in her name.
Nice.
She's like, are you guys playing the new 21 Pilots single tomorrow?
Well, we are now.
Yeah, so we are.
We got a great New Music Tuesday that comes up in the 7 o'clock hour. On the way, we've got some breaking news for you.
We do. We've got some pretty good stories.
Stuff. Yeah?
Good stories.
I'm excited.
Is Tim Tebow making a return?
What?
What happens when you get a Superman fan that does something awesome and then all of the people come together for him?
Ooh! All right.
And an unsolved mystery of epic proportions. Like, seriously, I can't wait to talk about the mystery.
Wow. All right.
Yes.
That's coming up on Breaking News. Right around the corner to get you there. We've got some Worship Central, some Nate Roos. And of course this one from one of my favorite bands on Static Radio.
Dougie Fresh.
Yeah, this is pretty good. It's pretty good. St. Patty's Day accent.
Woo!
It's the Walking Tree. We are free. And it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Good morning, everyone. Today is St. Patrick's Day.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Welcome to it.
March 17th, 2015.
Yeah.
The end of all days.
The end of the world as we know it. No, I feel fine.
I feel okay. I should have gotten more sleep.
Yeah.
No, but we have some good stories for breaking news. And I want to start the story of the football kind.
Oh, man. I was excited to hear about this.
Kickoff. Ha-ha. Football joke. Nailed it. Could Tim Tebow be making a long-awaited return to the NFL? Speculation is rampant. Rumors are flying. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Tebow, thank you, is working out for the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday. Tebow, who's been working as a college football commentator for ESPN, hasn't been in the league since he was cut by the New England Patriots in August 2013. Now, you might be asking yourself, why do I care about this? That's exactly the question I'm asking myself. But for some reason, I do. And other people
do. It was huge on SportsCenter yesterday.
Was it?
And it was so anticlimactic. He tried out. Mm-hmm. He showed off his goods for the Eagles.
Yeah.
And they have no intention of signing him at this point.
Are you kidding me?
That's exactly what the Eagles said. They were like, well, it was good to see him. But we have no intention of signing him at this point. And everybody's going, what are the Eagles doing, man?
What are they doing?
They got rid of their quarterback. They got rid of their star running back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Adam Schefter tweeted, Tim Tebow has come and gone from Philadelphia. Team is not planning to sign him at this time.
Yeah.
We'll see if anything changes.
No plan on signing Tim Tebow.
Do they have a quarterback?
Tebow mania!
Tebow mania!
Vic? No, not Vic. Who is it? Oh, Mark Sanchez. Yeah.
Thank you, Doug.
Mark Sanchez. Yeah. Sorry. It's been such a roller coaster in Philly that, of course, people are talking about them, like, trading up for Mariota.
Gotcha.
Because Chip Kelly is, that's right, Sam Bradford. I forgot. Thanks, man. Sam Bradford. So weird. Sam Bradford is an Eagle.
Lots of crazy changes in football.
Yeah.
But, you know, our boy Tim Tebow.
Not one of them.
Not
He's
one of the
He's staying consistently
undrafted.
Drafted, unhired, unemployed.
Dang, dude.
Unemployed.
For our next story.
Yeah.
No, wait. Not Unsolved Mysteries yet.
Oh!
We got to talk about this building getting sold.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just breaking news bed.
My bad.
Guys, the tallest building in America. We knew it as the Sears Tower growing up in the 80s. Well, now it's called the Willis Tower.
Okay.
I didn't even know it had undergone a name change, but I guess somebody else bought it.
Apparently.
And somebody else has bought it. Again, the Blackstone Group will buy Chicago's Willis Tower for $1.3 billion. This is the highest price ever paid for an American office tower outside of New York City.
Wow.
So rent's going up in the Willis Tower, babies. I guess it's going to be called the Blackstone Tower or something. The 110-story office tower, formerly called the Sears Tower. Maybe you remember playing that airplane simulator game on your old Acer computer. You remember that?
Yeah.
And you could fly. It was around Chicago, and you could fly. You're like, oh, it's the Sears Tower. Watch, I'm going to try to go. Oh, I crashed. Anyway, it's a landmark in Chicago. It's one of the tallest buildings in the world. At one point, it was the tallest building in the world. But now there's some building over in India that's crazy tall. Taller than the Willis Tower. But anyway, $1.3 billion.
Billion.
For a building.
Yeah.
It's a billion-dollar building. Okay, get out of there.
All right, here
it's
we go.
Time for Unsolved Mysteries. Okay. This has been going down. Started yesterday. Well, I guess it started before that. This dates back to the 80s. So there's this guy, okay? His name is Robert Durst. Check this out. For decades, no one has been able to convict him. Not even after his wife disappeared.
Whoa.
And that was his first wife. Not after his friend's suspicious death. Not even after he admitted that he had killed and dismembered his neighbor. What? I'm not kidding.
What?
HBO had this show based on this guy called The Jinx. Turn that music back up.
Okay.
It's so dramatic.
That was the dramatic,
so dramatic
pause.
I know.
Because I'm just so thrown off.
Okay, so HBO runs this show And it's all like nuts, you know, and everybody's like, because this guy's gone for years, yeah. No conviction. And it's all this crazy stuff, and it's like, he obviously did it. This is more obvious than O.J. Simpson.
Wow.
Seriously. Like, this is Captain Obvious is his name.
Right.
So check this out. He's doing this HBO documentary called The Jinx. And then he mutters to himself in a bathroom. He says, what the H did I do? I killed them all, of course. He forgot to turn his microphone off. And they picked it up on camera, and they aired it in the series, and he got arrested, and they're using it as evidence.
Whoa!
He admitted it.
Can I talk about the irony of the fact that the TV show is called The Jinx?
I know! So, his comments were picked up on a microphone he was wearing for the HBO documentary series about him called The Jinx. Apparently, he didn't turn his microphone off when he went to the bathroom. He now sits in a New Orleans jail after his arrest Saturday for the 2000 death of his longtime friend Susan Berman in Los Angeles.
Wow.
On Monday, prosecutors said Durst was, quote, lying in wait when he shot and killed Berman because she was, quote, a witness to a crime that he had committed. She had been shot in the head, execution style, shortly before investigators were supposed to come ask her about the disappearance of his first wife in 1982.
That is crazy!
He'll be transferred to Los Angeles to face a first-degree murder charge, and if convicted, could face the death penalty. Wow.
Wow, that wins. I remember a time once where a pastor forgot to turn off his microphone and went to the bathroom, and it was just like normalcy and funny. That's crazy. Guys, if you're sporting a wire or a microphone,
turn it off.
Turn it off.
Criminals.
Turn it off.
Do something right.
Maybe stop muttering things to yourself, incriminating things in the bathroom.
He went to the bathroom to let off a little steam.
Apparently.
And that's not all that happened. But anyway,
wow.
So this is still a developing case. He's not been proven guilty yet.
Right.
But now we have like analysts saying they can use those words in court. No, they can't. Yes, they can. Can they say this? Yes, they can. So it's a crazy.
Dang. That
nuts.
Jury has a serious. That sounds like an episode of Law and Order. Something.
It does.
And that's like
it sounds like SVU.
Can you convict that?
I don't. That's what there is. I mean, it hearsay?
Is it? Because he could have been talking about anything.
Yes, and that's kind of what they're talking about. They're saying, "Well, no, he admitted to it." And then the
admitted to what?
The defense is going, "No, he was just muttering to himself."
Muttering?
People say crazy stuff to themselves all the time.
Muttering crazies.
Just this morning, I was like, "Man, I should drive my car off into the desert and disappear because I hate going to work this early." You know. People say stuff all the time.
Wait, are you going to drive yourself off?
What are you talking about?
What? Huh?
It's hearsay.
Oh, okay.
That's hearsay.
Okay.
Doug, call my lawyer.
In lighter news.
Oh, gosh. This is not lighter news. Superman fan and super dad, Chris Kmetz, was given a hero's farewell at his superhero-themed Memorial Sunday at the North Shore Senior Center in Bothell, Washington. That's right. This is the one to play because this man is a hero. Why? Well, he was in a car accident and he died. But right before he died, he had signed his organ donor card, and his organs that were taken out of his body shortly after he died saved two people.
Wow.
So this guy always loved Superman, and all of his friends and family at the funeral, they stepped it up a notch and everybody dressed up as their favorite superhero.
Wow.
Yeah, so he left behind a wife and two kids. And she says, Jackie, his wife says, we wanted to have a fun, kid-friendly celebration for my two little ones to remember their dad. And she was so thrilled. It was the exact kind of party he would have loved.
Man.
He donated his organs and saved two people. So he went out honoring his hero, Superman.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Wow!
That's pretty inspiring.
I liked the Lex Luthor and Poison Ivy.
Everybody dressed up.
They're all dressed up. Yeah,
guys. If I get out of here early, I want something like this.
You want a superhero?
I'll be there
funeral?
As a ghost watching y'all. I'll be haunting you if you
that's
don't.
A solid question of the day.
If you don't
what theme,
what theme would your funeral be? Mine would be Spider-Man.
I would have to go then as...
Wait, changed it. Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park?
I want everybody to dress up like their favorite dinosaur. But I want for real costume.
I don't have a favorite You've dinosaur
gotta go
anymore.
For it. You've got to go for it.
Stegosaurus?
Sure. That's going to be expensive.
No, Triceratops.
You said it.
Triceratops.
That's still going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Guys, honor me by dressing as a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Or at least memorialize me. You don't have to honor me for anything.
Dude.
I'm not honorable.
Themed funerals.
Themed funerals.
It's making a comeback, guys. It's making a comeback.
And in our final story, sometimes criminals just want to try new things to get away from the cops. They have these ingenious little plans, little schemes. Gordon's a schemer.
Gordon?
Yeah. The mayor.
Gotcha.
A suspected car thief in Madera, California. His scheme... Well, he spray-painted his face in an effort to hide from police.
Okay.
It's a genius idea. It's a novel idea. Nobody's tried it before. According to Corporal Josiah Arnold, Madera police located a stolen car parked suspiciously next to an apartment complex. After learning that police were investigating the scene, the suspect, Jose Espinosa, ran to his nearby home. And information gathered at the scene led officers to his home where the suspect had spray-painted his face in a last-ditch effort to evade capture. But there's one problem. He had spray-painted his face black and attempted to hide against a white wall in the home's yard. And he's been charged with unlawful taking or driving of a vehicle and receiving stolen property and being a complete moron. I don't think the last charge is real. I think that I made that up, but you can't be sure with me. There's a picture.
Dude, the lengths people go to try and hide their sin. You know what I mean?
Man,
It's amazing.
I've also brought a can of spray paint. I need to go to the bathroom and mutter some things to myself.
Amazing.
I'll be back.
Fantastic.
That's your breaking news for St. Patrick's Day 2015.
Yes! It is St. Patrick's Day. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about the history of St. Patrick's Day. Also, the true power of a hug.
Ooh.
It can be life-saving.
Oh.
Got some Amberlin for you now. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Welcome to Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. No.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's Tuesday.
Guys, I am stoked because our traffic map is totally celebrating St. Patrick's Day because it's mostly green.
Yeah.
Green means go. Green means good. It means peace.
I like that.
Did you know the color green is associated with peace?
I did not.
We'll talk more about that later.
All right.
But I do want to say there's road construction. The roadway is reduced to two lanes, I-25 north between New Mexico 47, Broadway, exit 215, and Rio Bravo. And then also long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop, opening up in 8 minutes, and we can't wait.
We can't wait about it.
Getting us a depth charge. What do we call it?
We call it
That's a black eye.
Yes.
Or a dead eye.
We call it a morning punch.
A red eye is one shot.
Let's call it a kick punch.
We're going to start making up our own names for our drinks.
Punch kick.
Yeah. Opening up here just in a few. Coffee shop on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We all know it.
Yes.
The power of love.
Yes.
Well, the power of love, 5 years ago, brought someone back to life.
It did.
Kate and David Ogg, 5 years ago, held on to their dying baby as a way of saying goodbye.
Aww.
Only to find him come miraculously back to life.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
And now the media has returned 5 years later to see how the family in Queensland, Australia is doing.
What?
Yeah. 5 years ago, this family, they had twins, and they came 14 weeks premature. Doctor said that the newborn Jamie was dying, that the sister Emily was going to be okay, but Jamie would not make it. So the parents got in bed together and cuddled up with the baby. They said, quote, I wanted to meet him and to hold him and for him to know us. We'd resigned ourselves to the fact that we were going to lose him, and we were just trying to make the most of those last precious moments.
Gosh!
Yeah. Whoo! Suddenly, Jamie's breathing improved. Hospital staff jumped in, fully revived him. Man, I guess it's recognized science. It's called kangaroo care.
What?
Newborns receive health benefits by being held closely to a parent's bare skin or chest. Several studies support kangaroo care, and it's become more common in U.S. Neonatal intensive care units.
Yeah, see, this is what's going on, man. Because the most important thing to Dawn is skin-to-skin contact.
Boom.
Right after the baby's born.
Yeah.
For real.
That's it.
And
it's called kangaroo care. It saved the life of this five-year-old now. They tell Emily technically, or they tell Jamie, I'm sorry, technically you're 2 minutes older, but Emily's been alive longer. That's what they tell him.
Whoa!
2010, they were born 14 weeks premature, and it was the hug of the parents that brought this child back to life.
The power of hugs.
Yes, dude! I love it! Coming right back around the corner, it is Tuesday, which means New Music Tuesday. Get out, tear your shirt off, and hug somebody.
I'm about to go Doug hug right now.
All right, there you go.
That's what I call a super intense hug.
We're
going to
go
hug
it out. Quick break right back with New Music Tuesday right here on Team Austin Morning Party.
Doug hug.
Static.
It's a talk.
Time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Yep.
Hola.
Good morning and welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes.
It is Tuesday, 7 o'clock hour, which means New Music Tuesday. We're going to premiere a lot of new music for you.
Ooh.
You get to vote on it. Tell us whether or not you think it deserves to be in rotation. The format's simple. Dig it, bury it. If you love it, you dig it. You want to keep it around. If you think it's terrible, bury it.
Yeah.
Deep, deep into the ground.
That rhymed. You did so good.
I didn't even mean to.
Did you know what you did?
I did not mean to do that.
Man, that's good.
I just, you know, it comes naturally to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a poet.
You see?
Yes. Huh?
Almost.
Uh-huh.
Almost nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, speaking of music, going to be talking with our boy Michael Gunger.
Yes.
About his new project. I'm really excited to hang out with that guy.
Yes.
He will be here this Saturday along with Josh Garrels for a show up in Glorieta, New Mexico. Glorieta.org for details. And, of course, this Friday, we're going to be giving away tickets.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you got to keep it locked to Team Awesome Morning Party for that. Now let's get to the meat of it.
Okay.
Are we ready?
I hear those hands.
It is New
swiping.
Music Tuesday. We got a laundry list of good songs for you and some that, I don't know. Actually, I haven't heard all these, so I'm assuming.
Oh.
I'm assuming there's some good.
I am.
There's some bad.
Some cool pictures right now.
First up, this one was sent to us yesterday from Nash Vegas.
Yes, or somewhere.
The band is called Silverside. If you're wanting to look them up, they spelt side S-Y-D-E.
Why? Because they gotta. We're not sure.
Song's called Anthem. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. It's awesome. The computer's awesome.
Can you just refresh that list?
You know, guys, it's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
It's 7 o'clock.
There you go.
It's so frustrating.
Here it is. Silverside. The song's called Anthem.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Silverside with the Y.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
That's the question.
The song is called Anthem. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think.
Thebes nailed it. The beautiful people. The beautiful people. So, what a miss. Casey says, not so much. TJ says, first of all, what was she doing out of the kitchen? TJ.
I missed you guys.
Gregory says Barry. Josiah says Mateo. Is Dawn in a new band?
Oh no, don't ever say that. She's preggers. She's got them pregnant emotions right now. You insult her like that.
I'm just going to say dang, dude. Matthew Lopez says nice, and Jordan says nope. It sounds like every chick leading metal group,
right?
Ooh, Josiah, that was mean. Oh, that was rough. Okay.
It is New Music Tuesday. We'll keep it going. This next artist, this song is called Try Jesus.
Yes, you're going to love it.
Song is called Try Jesus.
It's by Lance.
That's the name
of
the band.
I love it.
You know, week in and week out, we get songs submitted to us through different outlets, whether it's record representatives or artists themselves or The Machine in Nashville.
The Machine.
As it were. I'm willing to take a gander and a guess as to where this one was sent to you from.
Guess.
So,
nope, that's not it.
Lance is his name. The song is Try Jesus.
I can't tag him on Facebook because I don't know how to find just Lance. There's too many Lances.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. And that's the moment that Jesus comes out and goes, ding!
Starring like, Kurt Cameron.
Yeah! Hey, everybody! Oh, they're laughing, they're tickling.
And they're tickling!
Oh, and they're turning point!
KristenTickle.com!
It is the 1982 theme song.
Pause. Take this down.
For my favorite show, Try Jesus.
Take it down. Yeah. I just had the best idea for a website. KristenTickle.com.
What does that mean?
Everybody needs a little tickling. And so this is just where Christians can get together and just kind of tickle each other.
Nope.
Hey.
This is the worst. Here, with this music playing in the background.
Doug, are you down for KristenTickle.com? Booyah!
Lance, Try Jesus, song submitted to us for New Music Tuesday. You know, I feel like this would have been great in like the 70s.
I don't think anybody likes it.
Nate
sums it up best when he says, I feel like Scooby and Shaggy are running from a ghost.
That's what it feels like, an 80s sitcom or something, man.
Thebes loves it. He says, dude, yes.
Does anybody else like it?
Gregory says, I actually like his Beatles-style vocals, but bury the whole package.
All right.
Apparently, this guy wrote some, like, pop hits back in the 80s and early 90s.
Well, yeah.
And now he's writing this Try Jesus song.
He took a little too long to put this one out.
I feel like he missed the boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Again. I'm serious, man. It'd make a great sitcom theme show, like, gosh, we need to do this. We need to...
KristenTickle.com is the name of the show.
No.
Why not? And it can be about two friends trying to get an internet startup, you know, trying to get like this website going, KristenTickle.com. And it's all about.
One of them has to be Jesus because your theme song is Try Jesus.
Well, no, Jesus is going to be like a side character that pops in every once in a while to give him good
and
advice.
Goes, hey, boom.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Played by Kurt Cameron. It's going to be successful. Very successful.
Amazing. Lance, Try Jesus, Dig, Barry, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We are moving right along.
KristenTickle.com is filled before a live studio audience.
That was good, man. Next artist, Pacific Gold. The song is I Will Know Him. We love this band. These guys are part of Bad Christian.
Mm-hmm.
They take classic hymns and kind of rework them.
Yes.
Modernize them. So without further ado, latest from Pacific Gold. Dig it, bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Pacific Gold, I Will Know Him. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about that one.
What are you people saying?
I don't know.
Thebes says, see why they call themselves Pacific Gold? What does Mississippi have? Mud. That's what. Yeah, I'm here all week. Thank you. Matthew Lopez said no thank you, and I told him he was crazy.
That's good, man, as you should.
Well, Caleb Cooper says, I like it. I like the idea, but the recurring I Will Know hymns are just too much.
Okay.
I'm a have to bury.
Yeah, this band specifically, they take old hymns, rework them, modernize them. They're part of the Bad Christian label. Toby Morrell from Emory. Who else is part of that? I know it's Toby.
Toby Morrell, Matt Carter from Emory, yeah. And then they have a pastor friend, and I can't remember his name right now.
They just recently got an app.
They did.
They have a podcast. You can check it out at your discretion.
Yeah, because they sent out an ad and had a cuss word in it, and everybody got real upset.
So there you go. Yeah. Not this band specifically.
No.
The label.
But this band's new record is coming out, and like Steve-O said,
I can't wait to hear it.
The album's called Sing My Welcome Home.
Yeah.
And it's all redone hymns.
So if you're a fan of old school hymns reworked, that is for you.
But if you're not a fan of repetition, maybe it's not, because you got to remember, old hymns were written in old English and there weren't as many words back then.
They were super repetitive.
Yeah. They were like, well, we don't have any more words. Just say that phrase again.
I'll fly away. You say it 114 times.
Oh, glory. I'll fly away.
Yeah.
Oh, glory.
When I die, hallelujah, by and by.
I'll fly away.
Yeah.
And then somebody goes, glory. It's true.
Keeping it going on New Music Tuesday. Your chance to vote on all the brand new songs we're playing here. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. This next artist, they're called The Frozen Ocean.
Ooh.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like this band.
The song is Skeleton Key. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. The song is Skeleton Key. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about the music.
Joel the Nanny says, I suppose this is okay. I'll dig. And Gregory says, cool vibe, dig. I like that. It's just,
I do too.
It's just some rock and roll.
Now, we've played them once before. They, speaking of rock and roll, rocked a cover of Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
Yeah.
Did a good job. We liked it. It's randomly placed.
And that guy, he was in a metal band called Life in Your Way. An old Tooth and Nail band, or a Solid State. Doug, have you ever heard of Life in Your Way? Do you remember them?
Tooth and Nail.
Solid State band.
Kind of.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, he was in that band. So it's always interesting to see a different side of things from like a musician that's been in like a metal-ish, metalcore band. And then it always happens. You go, like, who's the guy from Haste the Day?
Oh, yeah.
Stephen Keach,
man.
So, Haste the Day, metalcore, metal band. And then anytime one of those guys goes and does a side project, it's always laid-back indie music.
Yep.
Or some acoustic thing.
Yep.
It's always, like, the other end of the spectrum, because that's what they really like.
Right. Right. Know? Yeah.
It's fun. I mean, even you take Stephen from Amberlynn, and you look at Anchor and Braille.
Yeah.
It's a completely different vibe than
Absolutely.
Amberlynn.
Speaking of, Stephen Christian, former frontman of Amberlynn, rocking it with Anchor and Braille now, is going to be here at Calvary Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When is it? Palm Sunday?
Going to be kicking it Palm Sunday.
Is that this Sunday?
That is a week from Sunday.
What?
Yeah.
When is Easter?
Special guest worship.
Good grief. I'm about to have a baby. You guys, pray for our baby.
Yes.
Pray
yes,
for that
please.
Little baby.
Yeah.
So everything comes out okay. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Daunt's due end of March.
Yeah.
So, it's which is up. The weekend of Palm Sunday.
Boom!
Which happens to be
oh,
what
man.
Some... Yeah.
I'm going to have to talk to her. I got too much going on.
So our boy Stephen Christian, he will be here rocking some special guest worship.
Is it wrong when the baby comes out to like hold it and say, I love you, you ruined my plans for the weekend?
Nah, because it's all an inflection. As long as you say it like that.
You ruin, like a puppy?
Oh, you just ruined it.
Or like Beans. Hey, Beans,
yeah.
I hate you when you scratch me. I hate you so much. Here's some more food.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. Inflection, because they'll just wag their tail. I love you so much.
Beans doesn't wag his tail. He goes, he makes this little bark. I think he learned how to do that from pigeons.
Yeah.
That's a completely different story. I'm sorry. Phoebe says, this song started out okay, not particularly fond of Frozen, but I won't stop playing it because my girls really like the movie.
Never seen it.
Well, not Hannah, but the others.
Okay.
Good news for you. They recently totally greenlit Frozen 2.
Frozen 2, guys.
Frozen again.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. Maybe it's called Hell Frozen Over. You can't name
they
it.
They did it.
You can't name
they
it.
They did it.
No, you can't say that, okay. Matt. Hans says, nice and smooth, something to clean the house to besides mariachi.
All right.
Dig. Laura says, it's okay, dig. Gregory, again, he said, cool vibe. Crystal says, bury it all.
Wow.
She loved it. And
jeez.
Caleb Cooper says,
wow.
Doesn't do much for him, but it's not bad.
All right. Keeping it going on your New Music Tuesday, your chance to vote on all the brand new music we're playing at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Right now, brand newest from At The Wayside, these guys.
Yeah, we're going to kick it up a notch for
you.
Yeah. Hope you wake up.
We're going to kick it up a notch with Death and Redemption. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. At The Wayside, Death and Redemption. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Welcome to New Music Tuesday. Your chance to vote on all the brand new songs we are spinning here.
But of course.
We get a lot of music week in and week out, and so it's hard for us to decipher the good from the bad by the end of the day because we listen to so much of it. So, you come in. You help us. Did people help us?
Do you want to hear my Irish accent?
Yes.
But of course.
Nope.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Welcome to New Music Tuesday.
That's pretty good, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that.
Would you like a croissant?
I've never been to Ireland, so I'm assuming that's what they all talk about.
I haven't either, but that's what I've heard people say it sounds like. So I've nailed it again.
Man. Yeah.
Bill Peterson just wrote three periods.
Oh.
So I don't think he really dug it.
Is that an ellipses?
Yeah, he changed it to meh. And then Thebe says, I didn't care for emo the first time around. Joe the Nanny says, kind of reminds me of Stellar Cart. Not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
Casey says, thanks for waking me up, dig. Laura says, much better, dig. Crystal says, hashtag dig. And Matthew says, yes, please, and thank you.
All right. Well, if you liked that, and we're kicking it up a notch, I haven't heard this new track.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
Same sound?
Steve-O's favorite band is called Children 18-3.
Wow.
I'm interested to see how this sounds.
Yeah.
Because I noticed something. This is totally an audio thing.
Okay.
We'll talk about it off the air. But yeah, I noticed something. But anyway, they just announced their final record. It was crowdfunded a couple of years ago. And then everybody's like, where to go? I've noticed that a lot of Tooth and Nail bands especially are crowdfunding records. And then Tooth and Nail is distributing the record.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. That's the way you have to do it now.
Maybe it's like a partnership.
Honestly, I think it's better.
Yeah.
Here's why. Because it is a partnership. It's a total partnership between the fans, the band, and then a distribution company.
Right.
Not necessarily a label.
That was the Echo and Green. Their last record was distributed by Tooth and Nail, but they weren't necessarily like on the label.
Right.
Right.
And so this is the first single from the final album from Children 18-3. It's called Hold Your Breath.
All right. Children 18-3, Hold Your Breath. That's right. Children 18-3. They have new music. Tell us what you think. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Children 18-3, Hold Your Breath. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Sounded like brand new Children 18-3.
It did.
Yeah.
I think they do a good job at picking their radio singles.
They do. Tell us what you think.
That's pretty accessible even for like somebody that doesn't like emo or punk.
Right.
You know, I thought it was good. Thebe says, small doses of this band is acceptable. They do music well, but the vocals are not always his favorite. I agree.
Okay.
Casey says, it's okay, but in small doses. TJ says, we'll have to give an account for every idle word we say. I believe the same rings true for songs. When you die, you'll be asked why you wasted yours and everyone else's time when 21 Pilots, because it could have easily been played.
We'll get there, TJ.
You're also going to be held account for the times you weren't patient.
Yeah, man. Patience. Static.
Have a good morning to you guys. How are you doing?
Oh, wow. That's a really, really good Irish accent.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, guys.
No, keep going, Joelle.
Oh, you want to just keep going then?
Yeah, you have to talk in the Irish accent the whole time because you started
right,
off that
try
way.
My best.
You can do it.
What?
You can
I'll try my best to keep it going.
Yeah, there you go. That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Right.
Gosh.
Are you guys doing good then today?
Yeah, then today we are.
Then today we are. Are you wearing green? Are you sporting orange?
I'm wearing green, of course.
Oh, of course, huh? All right.
Of course.
We're going to talk about
this.
Oh, man. See, army green is my favorite color, but I'm not wearing green today. I'm wearing orange. And we're going to talk about why in the 9 o'clock hour.
You ruin everything.
I really do. I really do.
Ruiner of life.
Thanks, Joelle. Love you too, bro.
What'd you think of that song, Joelle?
Okay.
You loved it, you said?
Sure.
That's what I heard.
She doesn't like it because it had guitars in it.
Oh, that's what
there
it is.
There wasn't enough video game music in the background.
Yeah, that's exactly why. No, like, I kind of liked the chorus, but the verses just kind of ruined it, and I was like, No.
That was a good song. You guys are crazy.
All right. Thanks for the comment, Joelle.
Okay.
Thank you, Joelle.
All right.
You're welcome, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Later. Static.
Hello.
Hey. Can I be put on air, please?
Oh, you're on, friend.
Oh, I knew that.
You did? It sounded like you didn't.
Yeah, it sure did.
I didn't. I was listening to the radio, and I was confused, because I thought I would have to wait after Joelle finished, but you guys play things ahead, so I was confused.
I guess so. What's up?
This song isn't getting enough love. All children, all the time.
All children, all the time. There you go. Right.
Okay. See, I wanted some supporters to come out.
That's your motto. All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
All right. Static.
Is this the people?
This is the people. How did you find us?
Hi, I'm confused now, too. I'm calling right after my brother. This is Kyle from Moms, guys. Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
That song was fantastic.
See, okay. That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
I loved it so much. And, like, I heard Children 18.3, and I'm like, this is going to be good. And then it started, and I'm like, I was right. I was told truth to myself.
You were right.
Fantastic.
There you go.
Good.
You did it. Good job, Calvin from Hobbs.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye. Man, he was jazzed on that song.
He was jazzed.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Now, see,
if you'd like to chime in.
Brandy says normally she likes this band, but not so much on this song.
Huh.
Matthew says, yes, please. Adriana says, yes, please. Huge dig, just her kind of music.
All right.
And Crystal says, I can't hold my breath that long. Dig it all.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, man, it is New Music Tuesday rolling through. We've got, man, 21 Pilots, some Paper Route.
Oof.
I'm excited to hear this Colony House, man. We got some Colony House coming. We got a lot of great music to get to, but to keep it going, Southland, these guys we've played before.
Yeah, we do. We're playing a different, I can't remember the name of the song.
Yeah.
I think it's Young Hearts or something. But these guys put out a fresh little EP last year.
Yeah.
And I keep going back to it. In fact, if you're a Paper Route fan, if you're a One Republic fan, I would recommend this band, Southland. And this is the first track from their EP. It's called Wild Love.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Swim. When you fall in love, no matter who you are, when you love you.
Southland, song called Wild Love. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. A lot of comments on that one.
Lots of comments. TJ says, Bill likes it, obviously. Not you, Bill. And I guess did he?
That's Bill Belichick.
Bill
his
says,
ever just excited expression.
He's so stoked.
Yeah.
Bill Peterson says it's all about him.
Mm.
Jordan says, dig, giggity, dig. David says, dig. Casey says, dig. Joel the Nanny says, there's something closer to that electronic sound I love so much.
All right.
Dig this. Alex says, this has the harder edge I've been wanting to hear on Static.
What?
Dig. Bill says, finally something good. That's more like it, great production. And Thebes says, Lynn, it's all the same. No.
All right.
Thebes, they're from California.
Thebes, come on. Steven's doing worship here in a few weeks at Calvary Albuquerque. It's going to be amazing. You know you want to come out to Albuquerque just for that.
See, my boy Nick says, I'm falling asleep, turn it off. And I said, you better wake up because this is good. And then he said, do you want people to change the channel when they hear music?
He's going
to
love this next one from Sufjan. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, guys.
What up?
Dude, great jam in the beginning, and then we got the, like, kind of sleepy time chorus or
sleepy
whatever
time.
Whatever that part that was.
You get some chamomile tea.
That sounds good.
Some Southland by
but
the
dude,
fire.
But, dude, yeah, keep playing it. I can dig it. That All was right. a good jam, man.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Yep. All right. Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. And speaking of sleepy time jams, this is the king. And most people bow to his sleepy time jam greatness. Because he really... I haven't heard this one, so I'm assuming...
Yes, you are correct in your assumption.
The song is called Should Have Known Better. Our boy Sufjan Stevens. Yes, dude!
He's got a new record coming out, I think, in a couple of weeks. This is the second single. We couldn't play the first single because it had a bad word.
He actually talked about that.
Yes, he did.
He totally talked about that in his latest interview with AP, and I was pretty excited about that very thing.
So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. All right. Rolling through with some brand new Sufjan Stevens. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Sufjan Stevens. Should have known better. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Ah, yes. A lot of comments.
Bill says, you do know Sufjan Stevens is a Michigan, right? This is great. Anyone that hails from the Mitten is awesome. Need I go into how great Michigan is? Just think how many great artists have come from the frozen tundra. The list is endless.
Kid Rock. Eminem. Sufjan Stevens.
Ford Motor Company.
No, come on, Motown.
You gotta think
like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Doug ICP. Points out Insane Clown Posse. The greatest contribution to music and art ever.
Static!
Oh, no. You know what? It may be sleepy, but at least it goes somewhere.
You're
it doesn't
right.
just kind of wallow in its own
and
atmosphere
its
or whatever.
You're right.
Yeah. I dig it. It's really good, man.
Towards the end of the song, it really does get pretty beautiful. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call. All right. Static. Hello.
Hello.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What up, Jets guy?
Sorry, I'm so off in a daze.
It's all right. Oh, because the song. He's off in a daze.
Come back home, friend.
Yeah.
Come back home.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm still in Berlin, but I'm on my way.
There you go. So, all right.
That song wasn't bad. You know, it's made my mind wander.
There you go.
Like half of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the one before that was a total digs.
All right.
The Southland, and yeah. I'm looking forward to some 21 Pilots.
That's coming up. Okay. Coming up, man. We got a few more tracks to get to, but we'll definitely be rocking brand new 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Right on.
All right, man.
All right. Well, I'll be listening in.
All right. Thanks, man.
Later.
Later. Static.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
Fantastic.
Actually, I was calling because I was wondering if I could chat with Steve-O briefly off air.
Yeah, man. Hang on the line.
Cool. Thanks.
All right. Static.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say go Buckeyes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. See,
that
I'm with you.
That was awesome.
I got to tour with House of Heroes, so I'm like an honorary Buckeye, even though I didn't know what that was. Now I do.
There you go. Go Buckeyes.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
Buck.
There you go. Amazing.
That's
for our boy Bill Peterson. We got a lot of comments on Facebook as well.
We do. TJ says, this man is a homicidal maniac. He knew this would be on the radio and people would be driving. This music is his weapon, putting us to sleep and dying.
Wow.
Joe the Nanny says, this is chill and really sad. I love it and I hate it. Y'all are getting my emotions all twisted up.
Wow. It's okay to use your emotions, Joel.
It is.
It's okay.
Willie says, I know it's good, but I just ain't feeling it. So dig, but then bury it for much later.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
Then Caleb Cooper says, the Christmas unicorn approves. Who's the Christmas unicorn? I'm the Christmas unicorn. You're the Christmas unicorn, too, and we approve. Okay.
I don't even know what that means.
And Dominic, he posted right when we started playing the song. He says, dig for that gold. So that's it.
All right.
Booyah.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Static.
I'm calling to see if I can have a word with Steve-O off air before that other guy.
Yes, you can. Just stay on the line.
I'm kidding.
It's
I'm
first
kidding.
Come, first serve. Okay. Yeah.
I was being. Yeah. No, I don't.
No, I want you to wait.
But thanks for mocking what could potentially be a serious situation.
Okay.
What if that guy just wasn't talking?
Okay.
You big old jerk.
Hey, I'm glad you did that.
Okay, that song was really sleepy, tired, and that didn't help because I'm tired and I'm going to school.
And cranky,
but
apparently.
I do like him. He's a good artist.
He's a great artist.
All right.
I have a question, though.
What's
up? Am I going to have time to get on the bus and get to campus without missing 21 Pilots.
No.
No, it's not coming until the 9 o'clock hour.
It's last.
I mean, 8 o'clock hour. Last song.
And did you say Colony House as well?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, we got Cold War Kids, out. Colony House, Paper Out, 21 Pilots.
Yep, those next four songs.
The best New Music Tuesday I've ever
I know.
And that's, is that all on the 9 o'clock hour? When is all that?
8 o'clock, my bad. 8 o'clock.
It's coming up. Yeah. You might still get it. And if you miss it, you can always tune back in for the midday recap or the encore in the afternoon.
We're also interviewing Gunger in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Cool.
You're just,
I like
8 o'clock hour, fantastic hour. So
it does sound like a fantastic hour. Okay, I'll let you guys go and get back to stuff.
All right. There you go. We do have a great 8 o'clock hour. Pretty excited about that. We've got Colony House, Paper Route, 21 Pilots premiering those brand new songs, as well as hanging out with Michael Gunger of Gunger. So that's coming up around the corner right now. Brand new music from Cold War Kids.
Okay. I'm excited.
You should be.
Hotel Anywhere, dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Cold War Kids, Hotel Anywhere, dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That's Cold War Kids.
Mm, and I agree with Bill. Cold War Kids does Simple Minds. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Nomi says, man, I like Cold War Kids, but I'm not feeling this.
What?
Joe the Nanny says, meh. Drew says, dig. Sort of a funky YouTube vibe. Christmas Unicorn approved.
Yeah.
Douglas Case says, New Wave lives. I've met that guy. Misty says, eh, seems very ordinary. Bury it.
All right.
And Ryan says, not feeling it. Bury it, yo.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back around the corner, we are interviewing Michael Gunger. That's coming up a little later in the 8 o'clock hour. And coming up next, Colony House, Paper Route, 21 Pilots. They will be here for New Music Tuesday.
Boom.
Brand new jams.
Boom.
That's on the way next on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
It's a talk.
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Yeah. New Music Tuesday, 8 o'clock hour.
Hey, yo.
As promised, we've got a ginormous hour for you. Michael Gunger will be calling up about 8:30-ish.
Nice.
Talking about his shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Gunger and Josh Garrels this weekend in Glorieta. The 3 G's.
Nice.
But let's be honest. It's Glorieta, so 4 G's.
Oh.
God.
There you go.
Huh?
I like that.
Dude, but for real, their prayer garden is incredible.
5 G's. Garden.
Oh, man.
Wait, is that what you meant?
Glorious.
How many, what are we at? Doug,
the
how many?
Glorious garden.
And we got 6 G's because Doug's here.
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
What?
Yeah. I said we got 6 G's because you're here.
Yeah.
So we got Gunger, Garrels, Garden, God, Doug. It's pretty awesome. Cool.
Glorieta, guys. Glorieta.org for details on that. And again, we'll be talking with Michael Gunger coming up a little later in the hour. Now, people have been jonesing for this hour of New Music Tuesday.
That's a J.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. Colony House. Now, Colony House, for those that don't know, used to be called Caleb. In fact, Caleb, one of the members of the band, he is Child Day Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Mm, and so is his brother, Will.
Yeah. So, have been rocking music for some years now.
Yeah.
But I'm really, really excited to hear new stuff.
Yeah, you know, they're doing okay, just coming off their tour with Congos.
Yeah. Gosh.
Fantastic. We saw that band open for Kings of Leon.
And Young the Giant.
Yeah. So they're doing okay.
They're doing decent.
They're doing fine.
Yes!
And they just put out a video for this song, too. It's called Second Guessing Games.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Colony House, Second Guessing Games.
What are
dig
you
it,
saying?
Bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. But really, dig it.
Dig it. Come on. Tell us about what you think here on this Facebook. Bill says, Young the Giant vocals, big drum anthems were so 2014.
What?
Casey says, dig. TJ says, sure, it's cool. Next. Brian Clopez says, mm-hmm. Naomi says, me gusta. Jordan says, not the kind of jam to pump me up for work, but lay dig. And Eric says, dig for show.
Hey, I want to shout out to everybody that enjoyed that jam.
Yes.
Bill, I just feel like, do we have like a weird thing?
What?
Is it we just like weird music or something?
Because
he
know.
Said Young the Giant. I was going, yeah.
No, we...
Young the Giant was not 2014.
Bill's favorite band is from Michigan. They're called Insane Clown Posse, which
but
have
he loves
different tastes.
Foster the People. I don't understand
I don't
what is
it.
Happening.
It's okay.
Billiam, you're... I just don't... Yeah. All right. Moving right along. Paper Out. They're rocking. Dude, this is a great morning for music.
I'm loving it right now.
Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Brand new music from Paper Out. Song is Zhivago, as in the doctor.
Yes.
And he's in.
He's a monkey.
What? It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Paper Out. Zhivago. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about that tasty, tasty jam.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, is it boysenberry? Is it blueberry? Is it strawberry?
It's snozberry.
Oh, snozberries taste like snozberries.
Yes. Let's see what people have to say. Doug, don't you look in here and smile at me.
Yeah. Non-producer Doug.
Bill Peterson says perfect or production perfection. Dig. Mm. David put up a picture of a cat. Casey says, dig. TJ says, cool. Next. Nomi says, aw, yes. Joel the Nanny says, this makes my ears happy. I dig. David says, if this song got any fresher, it would be really fresh. Eric says, dig. And Nathaniel says, dig.
You know, you could have gone St. Patty's Day with that and said if it was any fresher, it'd be green because it'd be like too fresh. So it'd be like almost like, you know what I'm saying? When it's like, anyways. All right. Static. Hello.
That was a dig.
All right, are you ready?
Big old dig.
Are you ready for this next one?
You ready?
Are you ready? Okay.
Red eye.
I'm going to hang up on you because you're going to listen and you're going to go, oh, snap. And then you're going to call back and you're going to freak out like everybody else's.
Yes.
I kind of want to just prolong it, build more anticipation.
We could do that because I know people are going crazy wanting to hear the brand new 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
This released yesterday.
I am too. Hey, did you hear who the Jets picked up in the free agency?
Oh, I didn't. Who did they pick up?
You didn't.
No.
They got Revis back.
Oh, that's right. I did hear that. That's right. I'm still mad at that guy for leaving the Buccaneers. So let's just talk football for eight more minutes and prolong this 21
Pilots. I'm
going
to go get some more coffee.
Yeah.
Hang out. Maybe just go walk around.
Do you think the Bucs should draft Jameis Winston first? Because I don't know much. You know, it's like his character. I know there's been flaws in the past, but we all have our flaws, right?
That's right.
And God forgives past mistakes, and this dude looks like he's working hard. He did say he might not be at the draft this year, though, so I'm wondering what that's about.
Especially who is it? Tebow?
No, Jameis Winston. Who potentially will be the first pick in the draft, who's our future franchise quarterback, possibly.
Quarterback.
Hey, Tebow was working out with the Eagles.
Yeah, but they're not going to sign him. That's what I heard. I heard they're not going to sign him. So.
Probably not.
All right.
Well, I think we've irritated enough people for
probably
perfect.
So.
For
the past we've gotten about
20
emails.
Thanks, Jets guy in Rio.
Right on. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. There you go. Jets guy in Rio.
As slow as the season of the Jets was, so is Jets guy from Rio. Did they have a slow season?
They had a pretty terrible season.
That's what I thought.
Not as terrible as the Bucks. So no matter what, I cannot mock anybody.
It's true.
Because we have the first pick in the draft.
That's right.
And then come next year, I'm going to get to mock everybody.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Or so we say.
We hope so.
We haven't even played the song yet, and Matthew has already said, dig that jam.
Okay, cool. 21 Pilots, brand new music. They have a new record coming out.
Yep, coming out
in
May.
I can't wait.
And they just announced a world tour with Echo Smith. Guess how many Albuquerque dates there are?
Seven!
Zero.
Oh,
that's right.
That was a really poor guess on my part.
Yeah, poor guess.
Okay.
Better luck next time. Happy St. Patrick's
games.
Day.
All right. Brand new 21 Pilots. It's called Fairly Local. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Brand new 21 Pilots, fairly local, new record releasing in May.
TJ. Yes.
Thomas says, Barry, please.
Okay.
Bill says, so who are these guys? Never heard of them. Yeah. Why aren't you playing that new Prince cover of a Nicole Norderman song?
You know, we talked about that. We talked about that, playing that new Prince jam. Mm. That new old Prince jam.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Thebe says, well, duh. Sean says, comment with another meme or just say yes. people really like it.
Yeah.
Brandy C says, this song had me from the first 15 seconds. Please keep this.
Yeah.
Willie said, how'd we survive? Song was debunked. Joel the Nanny says, it's about freaking time. Yes, please. Laura says, 21 Pilots forever. Monique says, was never much of a Pilots fan, and this song has changed that.
Wow.
Dig it.
Amazing. 505-338-3700, the phone number, if you'd like to chime in that way as well. Static!
Yo!
Yo, Jets guy!
That was not what I was expecting.
No! Really?
No, no. But it was good. Okay. It was good. I did dig it. It didn't change my life or nothing, but it was good.
That's
I
okay. Yeah. Only Jesus can do that, buddy. Only Jesus can
That's
do that.
That's it. That's
right.
It.
Thanks for calling, man. All right.
Later.
Later.
David said, Barry.
Spirits opened!
Misty says, dig, dig. Dylan says, yes.
Yes.
Nathaniel says, I'll be digging this until I can't dig anymore. Jennifer says, dig it always. Matthew, of course, said, dig that jam. Eric says, interesting. Hopefully it'll grow on me.
All right.
Brandy said, what is this noise, Barry? And Joseph said, so good.
There you go. All right. That is your new Music Tuesday. If you missed any part of it, you can catch the recap at 12 o'clock with our girl Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
She will be throwing it down. And speaking of throwing it down, we like to highlight local artists in the Albuquerque area.
We
do that week in and week out. And if you're a local artist, you'd like to get your music played on Static Radio, go to our website, mystaticradio.com. Under the Locals Rules section, you can submit an MP3 like our boy Stefan did.
Mm-hmm.
His band, Stimson. I love this whole record!
Yeah, you did.
And if you're a 21 Pilots fan, you must love this. It's incredible. The song is Kendall. And that's it for us for that. Coming up next, Gunger.
Yeah.
Right around the corner on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Team Awesome Morning Party, Steve-O, Mateo hanging out with you. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, good morning.
Welcome to the show, and joining us right now on the phone, our bro, Michael Gunger. Welcome, dude.
Thanks, man.
We are stoked to have you on the show, gearing up for the big Josh Garrell's Gunger show coming to Glorieta, New Mexico, Saturday, March 21st. And just amped, you're coming through our state again.
Yeah, me too.
So I jumped on your website because I was like, is this a part of a giant tour? Like, what's going on? And your website is like, nothing. I'm like, what is going on in his life? They have joined the witness protection program. He moved, and I don't even know. So what's going on with you guys, man?
We're making a record. We've been just kind of like huddled up in the studio for a while.
Nice.
Month. And, yeah, this is just a... This is like a little acoustic. I'm going to be in Denver that weekend with some, that's this weekend, isn't it? Wow. yeah, with some friends of mine from Wisconsin. We were doing like a little guys getaway trip in Colorado.
Nice.
And then they called and said, yeah, in Glorieta, there was going to be a little acoustic show, or
yes,
a little acoustic set. Sure, I'll be over there anyway. So
nice, man.
Kind of stop through Glorieta after my little hot springs excursion with the boys.
Amazing. Woo. Nice. That's right. You went away from the Colorado area. You've moved on.
Yeah, we're in Los Angeles.
How's that like, being in LA?
It's great. We're loving it.
Different culture, different atmosphere?
Yeah, completely different atmosphere.
Yeah, it's a weird... I thought I would kind of put up with the city to be able to work with the kind of the people that we know and like here, and the musicians that I've, you know, been working with for years, but finally wanted to just make this record in a music city. But I found that we actually really like the city. I think it's a different thing to live here than to visit. Visiting LA is a pain, but
yeah,
you just got to deal with LAX and the freeways all the time and stuff. But when you just kind of live in a zone and just hang out in that zone, it's pretty cool.
Word, man.
Pretty great, yeah.
I know you were heavily involved with your church in Colorado, so making your way out to L.A., what's the church culture like in California? How's that different?
There's just so much in California. There's just all, like, every world exists here in L.A.,
right.
Which I enjoy. I like the diversity of that. Okay. Actually, I think when I was driving into L.A., I came across, like, a gas station on the way into town, and it was, like, a Mexican-Indian restaurant.
Oh, wow.
And I was, like,
combo
in the gas station, and I'm like, I think I'm going to like this place. This place is insane. So I love just kind of the mishmash of culture and worlds that happen in a big city like this.
I don't know, Michael. I grew up in Mississippi where the ultimate combo was a gas station, video rental store, tanning salon.
There you go. That's
you need to watch out for that kind of stuff, because then you wind up in some place you don't want to be. That's just to put it
like. That's like New World Order.
Yeah, you don't want that. Kind of a Hills Have Eyes situation. You got to get out of there. Be careful.
Well, at least you'll have a nice tan as you leave.
There you go.
Very true.
Michael Gunger on the phone. So you're working on a new record, and what can we expect? I know, as you mentioned, you know, in L.A., different culture. Is that reflective on the record, what God's doing right now with you?
I'm sure it is. It's hard to see. I mean, you know, I only see through my own eyes, so it's kind of hard. Sometimes after I'm done with the record is when I really start seeing what was influencing us while we were making it.
All right.
But, you know, you kind of, during it, yeah, I mean, we're writing about what's moving us and what's happening in us. It's hard to kind of have a meta-narrative about all that when I'm in it, I think.
Word.
But we're just making the music that inspires us. And I'm actually feeling really good about this record. I think, interestingly enough, after last year was like the worst year ever for us.
What?
Why?
I don't understand.
But this year feels like it's turned the corner. It's good. But interestingly, a lot of the songs that we were writing from out of that experience
are about creation.
He's gonna mess with you, buddy. He's gonna mess with you.
We saw this movie called Noah, and we were like,
Noah.
Dude, inspirational.
That's funny.
No, but it's after living like in difficult times, it's for some reason we're writing more hopeful and
nice.
Fun and celebratory, which is interesting.
That's pretty awesome, man. Cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited about this record. I think it's going to be a nice. I'm hoping people are going to feel it like we are.
Awesome. Yeah. Musically, is it in the same vein as I Am Mountain?
It's kind of like, to me, it's kind of a blend of several of the styles that we've come from.
Cool.
But this is the most coherent stylistically to me, this album.
Okay.
It actually kind of has a sound, and it's got some of that electronic element from My Mountain, but also some of the orchestral and epic stuff from some of the earlier Beautiful Things and Ghosts Upon the Earth
nice.
Elements as well.
That sounds amazing.
So kind of a combo of all of it.
That's cool.
I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, I can't either.
Are you going to be previewing any of that coming up for this acoustic show?
We might play a song or two, but it's just acoustic, so you know, it'll be the song, not necessarily what it would sound like on the album, but...
Right.
Yeah, we might play a song or two.
Dude, people love that, though. I remember being at, like, Dave Matthews concerts, and then he'd do something a little different. People would be like, it's different from the record! It's different! Dude! And they're, like, high-fiving. Of course, it's Dave Matthews, so a lot of them were probably under the influence of something, so...
That's true.
Yeah. So I doubt that's going to be the same at the worship show this weekend.
Those Glorietta folks. You know,
right? I mean,
party.
You never know.
Sure.
It's the high desert.
On the phone with Michael Gunger. Going to be playing a show this weekend at Glorietta, New Mexico, along with Josh Garrels. And I'm really stoked about this show coming up.
Mm.
And Glorietta, it's owned by Baptists. So apparently you're in with the Baptists now, even after all that creation.
What happened?
What? Amazing.
Amazing.
I don't think they know. I'm just kidding.
No, hey, I have a serious question pertaining to all that
stuff.
So last time we talked to you, it was literally the week after all of that craziness.
Yeah.
You were not having a fun time. Since then, has anything, like what kind of helped you get out of that funk? Have any major
thinking shifts happened? I don't really know how to ask it. Like, how are things?
How are you?
Yes. Since then, what's gotten you to this super positive place that you're talking about?
I mean, just getting done with the, it was a hard year, not just from that. There was just 100 things going on with the move and our house and touring on the road with a baby that had just had surgery. And it was just, you know, a bunch of stuff. So when we got settled into a new place and like had a home, we were kind of homeless for like several months at the end of last year. So we got into a home. We got Amelie into school, our 4-year-old. She's in preschool, and Lucy, the baby's in therapy, and like everybody just kind of found a rhythm. Mm-hmm. I bought a bike and I biked to my studio and work. Just got in some like good healthy rhythms and. Yeah, just that's always, we'll find a rhythm, a good rhythm to life.
Yeah,
yeah.
I agree with you.
For me.
Yeah. My wife and I just moved into a new place ourselves, and it's true. Once you get into a new place and you establish it as a home base, it really does. It can. It's a crazy stress reliever because you look forward to going to this home.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
That's a true thing, and then the healthy habits thing, totally.
What's the first thing you unpacked from a box? Like, you know, when you get to a new place, you always, there's that one box where it's like, I'm unpacking this first. What's the first thing you had to unpack?
My PlayStation.
Yes! Good answer. PS4 all the way. Same here.
Are y'all about to be PS4 buddies? You're about to be PS4 buddies. I don't play video games. I just play games with people.
You know.
So, wait.
Wait.
Take that back. All right. Scratch that. Reverse it.
On the phone with Michael Gunger. This weekend in Glorieta, New Mexico. In fact, we got tickets to give away. You got to keep it locked here to the morning show for your chance to win those tickets. I'm excited for that. I've never seen Josh Garrels. Do you know much about... I know this isn't like a tour. You guys are kind of crossing paths at the same time. This will be like the first time, the meeting of the minds. Mm. Do you know much about Josh?
I like his music. I've never met him. I look forward to meeting him.
Nice.
It's going to be pretty straightforward, just to give you a heads up. Had a chance to have him on the morning show last week. He won't get your jokes.
I think we're just...
takes it very seriously.
No, Michael, we're just finding out that we're not very funny. That's what's happening.
Okay, yeah.
Josh was... he was very good at letting us know that. No, we felt bad for the guy. We talked to him, and it was super early. He was in Portland.
Yeah.
And we were like, sorry, man.
Never talk to a musician at 7 a.m. their time.
We've learned that.
So
I think it's just...
our humor centers are not on at that time.
Apparently not.
Right.
You know, I got to say, you've always been an amazing sport, and we've always had fun on the station, especially as we mentioned, you know, last year, the Baptists were trying to murder you, and you had to, like, go into seclusion in L.A. just to have you on the show directly after that and be able to talk about Jesus and be able to talk about ministry and what you're doing, it's always been amazing. So well, you've got two fans here. We love your music and we love you and what you're doing in your ministry, man. So excited to hang out, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Really excited. So.
Absolutely. So listener question, and it has to deal with the theological aspect of everything. Our listener wants to know, All the fallout and everything from last year, has anything changed for you theologically from when you said you didn't believe in the literal creation? Or is it kind of still? Because I know you've... I have a really good friend back in Nashville that listens to the Liturgist podcast stuff with Science Mike, and he's always telling me about how great it is and stuff like that. I'm totally going to listen to it and have not been able to. My wife and I are about to have a baby. That's my excuse for everything right now. But, a listener wants to know, has anything changed? Did you get, you know, because I know going through that, it obviously had to not only make everyone around you think, but make you think as well. You know, were there any, like, questions, developments that made you sit back and go, maybe I need to reconsider some things?
I mean, that's a daily... things change all the time for me.
Cool.
Yeah. Constantly evolving, constantly wrestling, constantly moving forward.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of those interviews from last summer were taken out of articles written years before that. So
right.
Certainly my views are constantly shifting and evolving and being informed, and I assume that I'm wrong about most things. And some things maybe I'm close to on the right path too, you know? So I just keep trusting. I think God is taking me somewhere. Mm-hmm.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah.
Knowing that we can all be wrong. I just wish some of those that were wrong would recognize that. I think that's probably why there were so many problems, because it's such a humbling, amazing thing to know that, hey, we're finite and we're trying to fathom this infinite God. And maybe, just maybe, when we were 5 years old in Sunday school, it's not necessarily exactly like the felt people told us. And so
the felt prophets.
I always admire your honesty and the fact that, you know, we're human and we're going to talk about it. And I know for me, 10 years ago, what I believed then has evolved from there, and even from 5 years ago and 3 years ago. And, mm-hmm. and I love, but God has never stopped being the major focus in my life, and being able to like take a look at the world through the Bible and through God's lens is awesome, man. So cool. Thanks for always being open and having conversations with us. It's great. Dude.
Yeah, of course.
Now, so, I want to help. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Michael.
No, go ahead. What?
I was just going to say, you're about to play at a Baptist camp. I grew up Southern Baptist. You guys are saying, I'm just trying to help you guys. Instead of saying evolved, say adapted.
Now, there you go.
It's going to help you out.
Yeah. We will adapt that mentality.
That's what I'm saying.
That's good.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. We have fun. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joins us on Friday. So yes. I feel like we can get away with having the Baptist jokes so many because...
Or I'm going to get chastised.
We have Baptist friends and we grew up that way. Yeah, or else we're just going to be in trouble.
We'll see what happens, Michael.
Get hit with hymnals and all that. So there you go.
That's
Michael, thank you so much, man. We know that you got a big day and you got to be places. So thanks for taking the time out of your day to hang out with us. And again, we're really looking forward to hanging out with you on Saturday in Glorieta, New Mexico. It's like a 2-hour trek, bro. And we're making this trek.
Woo! Wow. It'll be nice to see you guys. Thanks
for
making the trek.
Absolutely. Can't wait. And again, this weekend, Gunger, Josh Garrels, Glorieta.org for all the details. Any parting words you want to like piss people off with? Or like, is there any major theological shifts that you'd like to, like, I don't know, anything? Any mind blowers?
Like we didn't land on the moon.
We didn't! We didn't! It was a soundstage!
No. Lloyd Christmas told me we landed on the moon.
We landed on the moon!
Reputable source. I'm going with him.
There you go. I love it. That's it. We didn't land on the moon. I'm going to send that to the Christian Post. And
got you, buddy.
Where else? You know, just got to stir up some controversy or something, because it's been quiet on the Gunger front, you know?
And so, nobody pays attention to us, so we need something.
Exactly. So there you go. Amazing.
Did this Christian singer just deny Neil Armstrong?
That's right.
That dude straight up said Louis Armstrong never landed on the moon. What an idiot.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Thanks, Michael.
Man. Have a great day.
See
we'll talk to you later. All right. There you go. That guy. I am a fan.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. There you go. Michael Gunger. And again, tickets, we will be giving them away this Friday. Be listening to Team Awesome Morning Party for your chance to score some tickets to see Josh Garrels and Gunger. And just, you know, so you can confront him on the whole moon landing thing.
Now, you know what? I was going to say this, guys. I know some of you might have this inclination in your head because I've seen it happen before.
Yeah.
With different things I've been to. If you're going to go to this concert to try to confront him on something that you disagree with, I don't think there's
anything. Save your money?
I don't think, number one, maybe don't go. Number two, if you feel like you have to go, please be a graceful person and not a jerk. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, we have plenty of conversations about creation of, 6,000 years old versus 60 million years old on Theology Thursday, and that's a good place for it.
Yeah,
so
it's a great place.
You can check out the podcast for that at mystaticradio.com/Theology Thursday. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, 9 o'clock hour. We got some stuff to give away. Sadly, no Tam. She's on vacation.
Low quality Tam Tuesday.
That's right. It's on the way back on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
And we're back.
And we're back, everybody. Welcome.
All right, let's take a look at what's going on. The right lane is closed due to construction. Marquette at Louisiana. We have a stalled vehicle off to the side, I-40 West at 12th Street. That's exit 157. A lot of construction going on. Construction work, San Mateo Boulevard between Lincoln Road and Osuna.
The right lane is closed because of that. Also, Osuna Road at Pan American Freeway. We've got construction work at Jefferson Street and Ellison Street. We have construction work between Wyoming and Paseo del Norte and Alameda. And we have long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Good morning and welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah.
It's St. Patty's Day. Arr. Wait, that's pirates.
Arr. Pat. Arr. They were Irish pirates.
Pirates.
The Pirish.
Oh, okay.
Proud of that. So, today is St. Patrick's Day. It's Tuesday, March 17th. We want to give you a brief history on St. Patrick's Day.
We've been talking about this. Yesterday, my son Jack came to me and said, Dad, look, I don't want to wear orange tomorrow because everybody still pinches me.
Yep.
And I said, son, if you want to call yourself a Christian, you'll wear orange. We don't wear any of that green crap. No, I didn't say that at all.
Okay.
Actually. I said, okay, fine, just wear green. Psh, be wrong.
Right.
I'm going to get in so much trouble for that.
You are. Maybe she's not listening.
Okay,
right,
good. All right.
So anyway, St. Patrick's Day. This is coming from Yahoo News. The day some pretend to be Irish and down a few pints just for the sake of getting wasted.
Yeah,
is one of the most beloved holidays on the calendar. But more than 1,500 years after St. Patrick's death, the truth about how the March 17th holiday got its start remains a surprising tale for most revelers.
Yeah.
And then I guess some guy put up a video thing.
Good.
All about St. Patrick's Day. Patrick was not his real given name.
No way!
No. It was Maewin Suket, or in Latin, Magonis Suketis.
St. Magonis Suket, I can't even say it.
Yeah.
St. Patty's Day is so much better.
He took on the name Patrick when he became a priest.
Okay.
Probably a good move.
Right?
According to PR people. Check this out. Approximately 13 million pints of Guinness will be consumed worldwide today.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That is a staggering amount.
That's a staggering amount of Guinness. Wow. The first St. Patrick's Day celebration took place in America in Boston, Massachusetts in 1737.
That is not surprising in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find just tons of stuff here. Well, one big difference that we talked about, because I wore green today.
And I wore orange.
Socks. Yeah, and he wore orange. Some people wore white.
I purposely wore the orange white. I'm not even being funny.
Yeah.
I'm not. Look.
I see
I
that.
Really did it. I tried to, like, go with the kilt, because, you know, Irish kilt.
He does have a kilt that he wears. It's actually just a mini skirt, but I don't have the heart to tell him. Anyway, orange represents Irish Protestants.
Yes.
Green represents Irish Catholics.
That's
and
right.
The white represents the peace between the two, because they haven't exactly always gotten along.
That's right.
There's been some bitter, bitter, bitter wars and fighting between the two for a long, 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 long time. But you can find all three of those colors in the Irish flag. And, again, the white stands for union and truce. However, war waged in Ireland in the 20th century between these two factions, bloody and with many deaths.
Yeah.
The war lasted for 26 years. Governments and religious denominations fighting amongst themselves until 1994. Before that, in the 17 and through the 1800s, England and Ireland fought, and Irish persons were hanged for wearing green.
Whoa!
Yeah, check that out.
That's a little harsher than pinching someone.
Some would call that a fashion faux pas. We would call it murder.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy. What happened? So, you're going to see people today wearing orange.
Yeah.
Representing Irish Protestants. You're going to see people wearing green, representing Irish Catholics. And we can all get along if we decide not to murder each other.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
So, you can't pinch somebody if they're wearing white or green or orange?
I wouldn't.
Or should you quiz them first and go, hey, you're not wearing any green. And if they go, yeah, but I'm wearing orange for this reason, or I'm wearing white for this reason, you go, okay. Or if they go, oh, crap, then you just pinch them because you know they just forgot.
Yeah.
You pinched me first thing this morning.
I did. And then
I said,
the orange.
Hey, I'm wearing orange. And you were like, ah.
Yeah. I took back my pinch.
You did. You took it back.
I said, that was a love pinch.
So there you go.
Which brings me back to my next point, ChristianTickle.com. Doug knows what I'm saying.
It's going to take off, guys.
Oh, man. Coming up, we got some Mumford & Sons for your St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
We got the Rocket Boys. Something you want to hear. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can throw down a request.
Totally.
This one going out to anyone who loves good worship.
That's right. Hey, guys, we're going to come back with more history of St. Patrick's Day.
Yes!
So don't go anywhere.
It's on the way next on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
I'm Irish.
That's, nope. Wait, St. Patrick's Day, still working on the Irish accents.
What if I'm Pirish?
You're Pirish.
Oh, I'm Pirish.
That's actually really good.
Thanks.
It's a really good Pirish accent. Want to remind everybody, if you missed any part of the morning show, you can download the podcast, mystaticradio.com/mornings. Had a great interview with Michael Gunger this morning. Gunger going to be playing on Saturday along with Josh Garrels up in Glorieta. Glorieta.org for details on that. And speaking of details,
yeah,
we're talking a little bit about St. Patty's Day. It's today.
It is.
If you're still at home, there's time to wear your green or your white or your orange. Yes, there's multiple colors.
There's
it's kind of confusing. Be an Irish Neapolitan. Wear all three. I was going to say R, but that's still... I keep wanting to say R.
Pirish.
Pirish. So, tell us a little bit about St. Patrick. What's going on?
Okay, so, I scoured the internet because the first link I clicked was a video. And that didn't help me any. So, I landed on Education World.
I like that.
Yeah, because I didn't trust Wikipedia. I don't know why. But this has given me a lesson plan.
I like that.
So I can teach you guys.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. Okay, so the patron saint, St. Patrick, of St. Patrick's Day, which is March 17th every year. And this website says it can be a fun and educational look at the real story behind St. Patrick and the legend. Because there's a huge legend.
Really?
Have you ever heard the legend of St. Patrick?
I have not.
He chased all the snakes out of Ireland.
Oh.
That's the legend.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. But it says, in fact, most people don't know the patron saint of Ireland wasn't even born in Ireland. The boy, whom some suggest was originally named Maywin, like we talked about a while ago, was born in Britain, or some even believe Scotland. Don't tell anybody that. Around AD 390 to an aristocratic Christian family.
Huh.
Despite growing up Christian, he felt unsure about his faith, and it wasn't until he was 16 years old that his views changed. As a teenager, that he was kidnapped.
Whoa,
sent
dude!
Across the sea to Ireland as a slave. There, in a cold, mountainous region of Ireland, he toiled for 7 years as a shepherd. During his time in bondage, he heard voices in his head compelling him to escape, which he did, eventually reuniting with his family. Every good Christian hears voices in their head.
Okay.
The experience changed him. And he felt compelled to return to Ireland and change his name to Patrick.
Wow.
Before his return, he was ordained as a Catholic priest. He made it his mission to convert the largely pagan Irish population to Christianity. The work was hard, as he was routinely beaten by thugs, harassed by the Irish royalty, and admonished by his English superiors in the church. After he died on March 17, 461, stories about Patrick continued to be told for centuries.
That's amazing.
A lot of people wear shamrocks today.
Yep.
You know, Lucky Charms.
Uh-huh.
Well, the most common story attributed to his missionary work was his use of the three-leaved clover, or the shamrock, to explain the Christian concept of the Holy Trinity.
Wow.
To the native Irish. As the shamrock consisted of three leaves growing from a single stem, Patrick reportedly used it to illustrate the belief that God, the stem, consists of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That's fantastic.
The three leaves. It's an object lesson, people.
That's pretty good.
And pictures are what stick with people.
Good okay. job, St. Patrick.
Here's another story attributed to him. And this is the one that makes me revere him the most. Another story attributed to him is that he drove all of the snakes out of Ireland. Can you play the Superman music for me right now?
I can do that.
I've got a hero
I can definitely
that I
do
need
that.
To talk about. And his name is St. Patrick.
Oh.
We often see images of him casting out dozens of snakes. While it is true that Ireland is completely devoid of snakes... Well, that's only because there have never been any snakes there in all of recorded history. But if you ask me, it's because St. Patrick drove them out.
Yes.
Because he's a superhuman.
That's right.
That's why he's a saint. You have to have a superpower.
Right.
To become a saint.
If his was snake charming.
Yeah. If I'm correct, that's how the Catholic Church decides who is a saint and who's not. It's superpowers. If you had a superpower.
Absolutely.
Working on my telepathy.
I'm sure that's real.
So that I can get one. The cold waters of the Irish Sea make it impossible for snakes to get to the mainland from neighboring England or even continental Europe. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? This is paradise. We need to go, Doug. Book a ticket.
Ireland. I'm sure that's cheap.
Well, historians suggest that the myth was likely spread by monks who wanted to embellish the efforts of the missionary Patrick. Others suggest that the snakes were meant to symbolize the casting out of pagans and paganism, whose beliefs St. Patrick viewed as ungodly.
Okay.
The celebration of St. Patrick's Day is therefore controversial among modern pagans, because, hey, those were our snakes. They represented us.
Yeah.
But you know what I say? What? Never trust a snake unless it's dead, and even then, stay away.
That's right.
Poison.
That's a good motto.
Venomous snakes.
Wow, amazing.
The Irish have observed St. Patrick's Day for over 1,000 years.
1,000?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good tradition.
Yeah. It falls during the Christian season of Lent, and this day is celebrated in Ireland with worship services in the morning and parties in the afternoon.
I was just about to say, isn't it kind of ironical that it's during the Lenten season? Because a lot of
it's ironical.
Like, hey, for Lent, I'm giving up drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, March 17th, smack dab in the middle.
Boom.
We get one, right?
Maybe
one.
You wear orange.
That's what it's called, a mulligan. That's where mulligans came from?
That's where mulligans came
the
from.
The Irish tradition of the mulligan, the do-over, because St. Paddy's Day smack dab in the middle of Lent. And they were like, what's the Guinness? And that's the mulligan.
I love it.
Aye, but we get one mulligan.
So,
you're welcome for this amazing Wikistevia history lesson.
Oh, wow. Doug, Wikistevia.
Huh?
That's a new one. Okay. Anyway, observance of this holiday in the U.S. began in 1762, when 18th century Irish soldiers fighting with the British in the U.S. Revolutionary War held the first St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City. And we've been celebrating it here in America ever since.
Amazing.
So I would like to also say our disclaimer. If we didn't mean to offend you if you're Catholic, but I'm sure we did. So
or if
you can,
you're Protestant.
Or if you're Protestant.
And you
or
don't
if
want to claim us.
Easily offended. Maybe you're a pagan and you got offended because you love snakes. Maybe you're a snake and you've learned how to use email and I am terrified of you because you are an evolved enemy of mine.
You, sir, just displayed what it means to wear the white today and bring peace between the two sides.
Booyah. And in my efforts for peace, you can email studio@mystaticradio.com with all of your complaints. We'll probably read them on the air.
That's right.
Yep.
Missed any part of the show today, download the podcast, mystaticradio.com/mornings. That is it for us.
That's right.
Middays with Mitch on the way next. She's going to carry you through and bring you a midday recap at noon. I'll be there.
Woo.
You should too. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.